Brock.
All righty. Good morning. It's 6:39. Brock Hunter.
Yeah, you know what's great? Is it always been this light at like 6 in the morning?
No, dude. We're still not to the longest day of the year yet. But I know. You sent me that video. I was like, dude, it looks like it's the middle of the effing day. It's no, crazy.
I know. It's just, yeah. I guess you get used to that long-ass winter that Michigan's love.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get light until, like, what, 3 o'clock in the day? Now we get up, you know, we get up early, man, and it's light.
Yeah, it's already, it's when I'm coming into work, I can already see it starting to crest, and we're not quite there to the longest day. But the longest day is great because it's the longest day, but then it's also sad because the days start getting shorter, and then we start getting closer to where it's dark for, you know, 14, 15, 16 hours a day, you know, so.
That is, turns into Alaska.
That is the great thing about having a morning shift is because, at least in the wintertime, I do see a little bit of daylight. Some people, God, they go to work in the dark, they come home in the dark, it's just depressing. And then you're inside the whole other time. Need that vitamin D, son.
That's what they have in Alaska, right? 30 days of night. That's like the movie, right?
Something like that. Yeah, I think they get like 30 days. But then they also have the days of all. Is it Alaska or are we thinking Antarctica? I can't remember. I don't know.
I think it's Alaska. I'm pretty sure it's Alaska.
There's got to be parts.
Dude, could you imagine being in quarantine 30 days of night and it doesn't get light out either?
Was that the one with the weird like vampire people?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw like part of that.
Yeah, me too.
It was kind of scary, and so I turned it off. I didn't like it.
Pussy.
I'm scared. Anyway, yes, it's going to be a nice, beautiful day. Sun is out. It's ready to go. Right now, though, we got to do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
You know what? You're the pussy. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Clint Lowry of 7Dust released a surprise EP called Grief and Distance. He dropped that on Friday. It features 3 brand new songs as well as acoustic versions of What's the Matter and Kings from Lowry's solo album God Bless the Renegades. He says, quote, this EP was a way to process the loss of my mother and the hard hit and uncertainty of my livelihood from the pandemic. You can check out the video for one of the new songs, Distance, on YouTube now. I like seeing this. And again, you and I have kind of talked about this here on Rock News and Rock History. Musicians are finding new outlets now with the time that they've been given because they're not doing shows. Pretty much everything for 2020 has been canceled. There's been a few things that are like, oh, well, we may see, or we're going to try it out. But basically, that's just kind of empty promises in the sense of they're kind of keeping people's hopes alive. And who knows, maybe a miracle will happen. It's like, oh, yeah, everything's good. But for right now.
Do you think kind of subliminally, or not subliminally, what's a word for it? Maybe subliminally. A lot of these artists and a lot of these guys that are busting their ass time and time and time, you know, day after day, are kind of relieved in a way.
No.
Like, finally, I kind of get a halftime. I get a break for the love of God.
I would
I've been
say
going for 10 years.
I would say maybe, but also too, you know, with all the interviews I've done over these, they thrive on it. They thrive on being on stage. They thrive. Yeah. It's a totally different beast being in a big band or little band. You know, there is so many artists I've seen that are starting off literally, they're traveling around the country in a van. You know, living in that van. But I think they thrive off of that. There's a reason why the Rolling Stones are still out there performing. They have all the money in the world. They don't need to work another day in their lives. But you get that. I'm sure being up on stage in front of, you know, thousands of people has got to just be a shot of adrenaline. So
you would think there'd be people out there that are just like, you know, I'm talking about just normal folk, too, that, like, get a taste of what it's like not having to just bust your ass 24/7.
Yep.
And then you get 2-3 months of it, and they're like, do you think it's like changed people? Like, oh my God, I've been missing out on life. I'm never going to go back to that.
I think so. I think for sure. I think this will probably, but who knows? We may go back to where we were before and nothing will change in that sense, but it could be a turning point. It couldn't be, you know, and maybe concerts as we know it will change. I honestly don't know. Garth Brooks right now is selling drive-in concerts where you stay in your car, you drive into the show. Like he's kicking around that idea right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe that's what we'll see. Or we'll see social distancing. I honestly don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
So would you like tune it into a radio station, kind of like you do at the drive-in theater?
Probably. Which, you know,
that's not a bad idea.
You know, to be honest, too, because think about how, I mean, all the sound would be, if you're plugged into the board to what's actually coming out without dealing with the ridiculous speakers and everything like that, that sometimes aren't mixed right. If you have it all mixed right in your car and you're getting that direct feed, it would probably be pretty sweet. We'll see. But there's a lot of guys trying to figure out what they're going to do, or like Clint here, putting out music on their own with the time that they have. So you can check that out now. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1989, I love this, Nirvana's debut album, Bleach, was released in the United States. Nirvana was ahead of the curve, really were. And honestly, if you listen to Bleach, it doesn't get very much love. You know, it's something, though, that everyone should check out if you're a fan of the 90s, if you're a fan of grunge, because it's even grungier. It's like it's as grungy as you can expect something to be. And that was in 89. That was in so it's pretty crazy. It's a great album. And it was released, what was that, now 31 years ago?
Yes.
Crazy. Crazy. All right. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.